Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Texmaco Rail's Q2 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the management's opening remarks. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Apologies for the delayed start. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this earnings conference call on behalf of Texmaco Rail and SKP Securities. We have with us Mr. Indrajit Mukherjee, Executive Vice Chairman, along with his colleagues, Mr. AK Vijay, Executive Director, Mr. Hemant Buwania, VP Corporate Finance, and Mr. Ravi Verma, VP Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Mukherjee, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon to all of you. At the very outset, let me congratulate you for your patience and being present for this call. I also apologize for the delay, which happened because of technical reasons from the communication side. I also would like to wish you all the best because we are talking after the celebrations, the period of celebrations in India, which includes both Durga Puja as well as Diwali. My warm greetings to all of you. Just to give a little bit of overview of what's happening, you all are aware that the sector once again has come back to a very promising one, with orders being already awarded from Indian Railways to the wagon manufacturers. Also, there are lots of demands from the private customers, including exports. There seems to be a worldwide shortage, but there seems to be also many challenges because in order to gear up to higher volume, it requires lots of other inputs like components and people, et cetera, et cetera, which take time to gear up. While it's a good problem to have, it also has its own challenges. As far as Texmaco is concerned, I'm happy to say that it took almost a quarter and few months to really overcome the initial challenges of availability of key materials, key components, et cetera. At the same time, we see that apart from the wagons, as we call ourselves, we are a rail solution provider. All the other connected areas or affiliated areas also are showing good signs of recovery. Our current focus is very much on to keep our focus into our production, improve the productivity, quality, efficiency, and debottleneck our existing two plants to the highest possible level to meet the demand. The demands are pretty high, and our productions are ramping up. In fact, the run rates are pretty up now, and we hope to achieve much more. I don't think we are there where we want to be, but I think I'm very hopeful that by next month, we should be in an optimum position or a maximized position on our production of wagons. As the wagon production goes up, it also puts lots of pressure onto our foundry because that most of the key components come from our own foundry. There also, we are very highly focused to improve efficiencies and productivity. Having said this, I think it's the time to talk about some specific numbers. and to say what we are doing. We are just in the path of recovery. I think it is the beginning of good run. So we can't expect anything to come in 1 month, but I think we see bright future. And I would request my colleague, Mr. Vijay, our Executive Director of Finance, to explain to you the numbers in a nutshell. Vijay.
Thank you, sir. I must say you summed it up so well in such brief, covering the entire gamut of the operations also, and also the how the outlook and other things are there. In brief, I'd like to just share with the shareholders that the company, as explained by Mr. Mukherjee also, is now turning the corner, which is very vital and important. And as Mr. Mukherjee pointed out, we are no more only a wagon company. It is basically a rail solution provider. And fortunately for us, in all segments of railway, there is a robust demand coming both from railway rail segment and also from non-rail segment, which is a very good thing to happen. And we have been talking about this for quite some time. And all the vision documents of Government of India, these were focused upon. But somehow it was not acted upon by the government. This is the first time we are noticing that, yes, the government is walking the talk and also ensuring this thing that whatever is required to be done for rail segment should be done not only expeditiously, but if possible, within a very short span of time. Now, with this, basically, I'd like to clarify for academic purpose, the gross revenue of the company for quarter two is 497 crores as compared to 379 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year and 305 crores in the previous quarter of quarter one. The EBITDA and net profit after tax for the quarter are 55.21 crore and 13.51 crore respectively, as against 44.04 crores and 5.85 crore respectively of the corresponding quarter, and negative of 3.62 crores and a negative, that is the loss of 22.53 crores in the quarter one. The gross revenue for the half year ended this September is 802 crores compared to 716 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. The EBITDA and net profit loss after tax of the quarter are 51.59 crore and negative 8.99 crore against rupees 85.61 crore and 10.5 crore respectively in the H1 of the previous year. These are the basic the financial numbers which are there in front of you, and certainly you can take cognizance of that accordingly. We will also like to inform along with this that yes, we are getting a very good a robust demand scenario whereby we are not only getting orders from the railway, which one of the largest order we received, also getting a large number of orders from the private segment or non-rail segment. And also now, to our delight, we are getting a lot of export inquiries also, which is a very, very heartening thing. And all, we are gearing up ourselves to make sure that we reach to the level of production whereby we can meet all the requirements which are coming our way and in cash upon the opportunity which is being thrown open in the present booming rail segment. Total order book as on date is close to 9,300 crores. And basically, post-approval of the prototype, that was sometime in the end July, we started the production activities from August, whereby initially 10-15 days were required for the purpose of build-up of the WIP. And thereafter, we are going full swing. We already reached a level of close to 300 wagons a month, and we expect to reach much higher levels in the coming month, as was explained by Mr. Mukherjee, that our aim is to go much higher, and we are working towards that direction. Our other division, like steel foundry, is also has to gear up, and we are accordingly gearing it up. And we basically had a lot of inventory because in the previous months, suction was not there from wagon plant for the reason that wagons were under prototype approvals. Since that happened, now we are gearing up the foundry production and hope to expand the foundry production also substantially in line with the requirement for my wagon division. Similarly, my other division, including rail EPC, they are seeing now the traction. Recently, we have won an order for, we have the L1 in an order for 252 crores, which is basically for blastless track for metro, Indore metro. And that's how basically we explained earlier also, the aim of rail EPC now to go for smaller duration contracts and also contracts where we are not stuck because of activities relating to land, civil or governmental actions. Fortunately, these things are not there in the metro segment. They are primarily and basically existing only in the rail track segment. And that is how the company is now focusing not on the rail track segment, but on the ballastless tracks, signaling and other allied area where the core strength of the company is there. With these statements, I submit it to the investors to have a proper evaluation of the company's performance. And in case they have some queries and questions, we are open to answer that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Shambhu Rathod from Amara Capital. Please go ahead. Shambhu, your line is unmuted. Request you to please unmute your line and proceed. Shambhu, may I please request you to unmute your line?
Hello.
Yes, you are now audible.
Hello. Yeah, I wanted to know the status of the Kalahari. So is it profitable now? Hello.
Yeah, we'd like to answer to you in affirmative. In the previous quarter, Kalahari is on positive side.
Okay. So not the rail EPC, only the Kalahari segment.
Yeah, in rail EPC we have two divisions. One is Kalahari and other one is Bright Power. Bright Power all along has been very positive and that business is always growing fast. As far as Kalahari was concerned, we had certain setbacks and that's the reason why we have not earned money during the few previous quarters. But this quarter we are on positive side.
Okay, thank you. That's it from us.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kaustav Bhubna from BMSPL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, yes, can you hear me? Please go ahead.
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yes.
Great. So I had a few questions. Firstly, you've hired a new professional. Could you just speak a little bit about his qualifications, and very honestly wanted to ask how much role does the professional play in terms of decision making versus the core promoters? Could you speak a little bit about the culture of the company as to how much power you would the promoters give the professional to run the company and make decisions? And then the second question is, could you state your current rail EPC order book and just some ambitions and internal targets on where you would like to take that order book, given, you know, the opportunities India is seeing in the railway space right now? We haven't captured any of that growth in our rail EPC order book right now. I understand we've got one small order recently, but obviously internally our ambitions must be much higher. So could you speak a little bit about some internal targets on where you'd like to take this order book? Those two questions.
Yeah, I would like to answer the second question first regarding your rail EPC order book and where we would like to take it. Now, The present situation of rail EPC order book is about 1,325 crores. Now, as far as the question that where you would like to see it over here, we explained in the last investor conference also, and even in this conference I mentioned briefly, our focus is only in areas where our number one, our core strength is there. Number two, where we are relatively certain that the project will not be delayed beyond a limit, because we have seen in past that projects relating to the track work laying and all, they normally get delayed beyond limits, and ultimately the companies have to lodge a large claim on the customer, and this settlement in Indian condition takes really very long, and by the time the settlement actually comes in force, the company always faces a cash crunch and liquidity crisis. So we have decided consciously that yes, our focus will remain in the core strength, which is signaling, ballastless track, rail electric in overhead, and also the auto fare collection systems. So these are the things where it is, the finances remain under control, the projects are done expeditiously, and we actually come in play much later than when the civil work and other related work on the ground is completed. So that's how basically we are focused. We are moving very cautiously. We are only booking those orders which are basically number one, profitable. Number two, which are going to be completed within a reasonable time span. And number three, which basically relate to the core strength which we had. We are also now exploring possibilities to get into the export market, albeit in a very small way. But Africa is a market where a lot of options are available to us. And that is what we are exploring. And we are very hopeful before the year ends, we will be able to book some orders for exports from African continent. So this is how the company's focus for rail EPC will remain. As far as the target for order book and all concerned, we will be going cautious, but then I can assure you our target is to at least maintain the level of turnover which we have been achieving over the years, which is 500-600 crores. And that is going forward, our order book also commensurate to meet this order book requirement, this achievements requirement. This is it. As far as the question number one is concerned, I would request Mr. Mukherjee to respond to you.
Thank you, Vijay. Just give me a second, please. Yeah. The question number one, if I've got it correctly, is about the how professional the organization is. Now, I have to say that our organization has always been very professional, and it's always been run by the professional managers. If you look at the organization, it's hardly there is any the promoters, which are the majority shareholders, are always hands off from the operations of the company, unless it's at the strategic level. But at the operating level, I think they are totally hands off, and all our company is run highly professionally. We have the professional managers, we have the professional managing directors. In fact, all of us, including me and Mr. Vijay and all Hemant and everyone's present there, all of us are professionals, and we try to bring in whatever best we can do in the organization. So I don't know whether I have addressed to all the concerns and all the points which was raised, but I can only tell you that we are a very professional company. We are also trying to bring in fresh blood, but in places where it's required, so as to modernize ourselves, renew ourselves as much as possible with the experience and also the competencies of people from outside. So we are constantly looking at where the gaps are, and we are trying to fill that in. In addition to that, we have a very robust performance appraisal as well as personal development program, so under which the high potential candidates are being seen, and we see their future paths, successions. So these are all a part of the exercise which is ongoing. I don't think I have anything more to add.
Okay, I'd just like to end by saying that, you know, as you know, your industry is place, and I hope this eventually converts into and in your P&L, which has not been able to be seen up till now, but I hope you do a good job and we can see the industry opportunity in your P&L eventually. Thank you.
I thank you very much for your good wishes, and I think we have aligned thoughts and our actions are in that direction.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vansh Jain from NVS Wealth Managers. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon and congratulations to the management. This is the Mr. Nalin Shah, Director of NVS Brokerage and NVS Wealth Managers, for the excellent set of reports as well as the very, very encouraging, I think, you know, note after many, many years. Now, my questions are very two very simple questions. One, sir, you mentioned about that both the plants you are in the process of debottlenecking and trying to take the maximum out of it. So, just want to ask you, know that what is the, at the full level of 100% capacity utilization level, what is the maximum top line which can be generated by the company because of these two plants without having much, you know, fresh capex? That was first. And second, you had some, I think, order book of around 9,300 crores or so. This will be implementable over what period of time? These two questions, if you can just throw some light, it will be very good.
Yeah, I would like to take your questions and try to give an answer which can be satisfactory to you, basically. Now, the full level of production, basically, for the our plant size and all this thing, depending upon what the batch mix of production is there, what kind of types of wagon we have been producing, what kind of orders we are booking, always step it up from the present level to the level of 8,000 to 9,000 wagons. In fact, rather the capacity which we have, assessed capacity of RDSO, is in excess of 7,800 numbers. So this is the capacity of the our plant in respect of the wagons. Similarly, my other plant, which is foundry, the capacity is 42,000 tons per annum. So these are the capacities, and given the opportunity to us, which is we are getting tested for the first time, our efforts of the management is all the way to reach closer to those levels, because now we have the opportunity to scale up the production to those levels. Of course, there at times are bottlenecks, like for wagon production, availability of wheel sets always remains a challenge, and if there is a break in production, naturally it affects in our utilization of capacity. Similarly, in the foundry area also, there are certain specific bottlenecks which we face in this, like in case we have to produce different various types of castings, because we are also doing a large number of export casting business. So in that event, once we change the batch mix and all these things, the production is bound to get a little down at that point of time, but of course we can pick it up. So we are pretty hopeful that the capacity of the company, which is there already recorded in system, we are closer to achieving that when now, since we have the full run of this thing. The second question which you asked is 9,000 crore order book, what is the timeline? The railway order book basically is 39 months, and accordingly we target to achieve within that period. So it is 3 years, 3 months, and that is what the target line we have for achieving this order book.
So I just want to extend the question that what is the value of the, you know, top line from the two plants which we can generate, as you explained to me about the physical production, in terms of value, what will be it? And 39 months you count from when?
39 months we count from the date of the order, which was in the month of May 2022. So accordingly, it goes up to next 3 years. This is this year, and then further two and a half years. That's how the order book is basically for. And the second question, top line, the average price for a wagon, on if you see what is prevailing today in the market, on today's basis is 35 lakhs on an average. And accordingly, the capacity I explained to you. So the top line relates to whole wagons. The top line is multiplied by the capacity. And for the foundry, it is 40,000 tons capacity. So the average realization price for a foundry product is including without the components is in excess of 1,50,000, and with component can be closer to 200,000. So accordingly, the number of foundry can be. So basically, the capacity wise, we can certainly achieve that, but then achieving the 100% capacity, I explained to you what are the issues which need to be addressed to and which is to attend by the management.
Thank you very much, and my all the best wishes for achieving the superlative performance in the years to come. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Dhaval Sheth from Dhaval Sheth Financials. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Hello. Am I audible?
Go ahead. You're audible.
Yeah. Couple of questions, sir. One is the inclusion of Rajesh Tripathi as a director. So what will be the role of him going forward? And any updates regarding 6,500 wagons of Indian Railway? And what is the work in process? How much wagons we have produced till date? And the third one is clarity for the future business and the revenue guidelines. Thank you, sir. Hello.
I'll cover the point number second first. The number of wagons produced the first quarter was nearly 120 numbers. The reason being this thing that we didn't have any orders from the railways, and whatever order from private were there, we have never been able to get the wheel sets from railway factory, which we are giving priority only for railway orders and not for any private orders. So that was a big suffering which we had in the first quarter. Second quarter, once we had our proto approved in the month of July, we started the production in right earnest from the month of August only. And from roughly about from mid of August, we were getting into the full saddle. So accordingly, in the second quarter, we produced about 477 number of wagons. This is what we have been able to produce during the first half of the year. And as far as your next question is concerned regarding what is the top line all, I think I've already answered to Mr. when I was replying to question of Mr. Shah that how the order book is today and what is our execution plan for that and what is the timeline for it. And as far as your question for the MD, Mr. Tripathi, is concerned, I'll request Mr. Mukherjee to highlight that. Thank you.
No, Mr. Tripathi is joining to as a managing director of the company. So the entire company's operations, including profitability and all other aspects which are required to be managed and governed, will be under the leadership of Mr. Tripathi. So he's going to be the managing director of the company. Is there any other clarification on that that's required? I'll be most happy to give it.
No, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Bala Subramanian from Arihant Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, the order book mentioned around 9,300 crore. Could you please give the breakup for that in terms of heavy engineering, steel foundry, and bright water division?
Any other questions?
Sir, could you please give the order breakup for heavy engineering, steel foundry, bright water division?
Any other question you have?
Last call you have mentioned these wheel sets are expected to come from November onwards. What is the status right now from China?
Okay.
These are the two questions.
Now, yeah, you wanted to know the order book position. I mentioned about 9,000 crore. It comprises like 7,500 for heavy engineering division, steel foundry division is 260 crores. Of course, the order book of steel foundry will further swell once the supply to the for the wagon is start making, because this wagon includes a large number of orders for the steel foundry division. As far as the rail EPC division concerned, I earlier also mentioned our order book is 1,325 crore rupees, and others are roughly about 200 crores. So this is how the complete order book of 9,300 comprises of. The wheel set import, we mentioned last time that yes, November it is not coming because of some China problem of COVID, and also that as a result of the shutdown, because of the COVID impact, the inspection and all were put on hold. Finally, it has now been done, and we are glad to share with the people that yes, the first consignment has left the factory to the port for shipment to India. So now we expect that it will be coming sometime in the month of August, December only, but not in November. But yes, now the pipeline is started, and from December onwards, we'll be getting a regular consignment from import from China, and which will be used primarily for our private wagon production, for which we have a sizable bulk order. Thank you.
Yeah. Sir, I have one more question. Is there any changes in guidance for delivering in wagons for 3,300 wagons in next 6 months and 6,600 wagons in next financial year? Is there any changes, or you are continuing the same guidance?
No, there is no change. We are targeting to achieve what we have advised you, and we are working toward that direction. Given barring certain untoward situation or some critical your political situation, all this thing, we think that we will remain on track.
Sir, could you please throw some light on CapEx part? So what kind of plan?
We are very conservative as far as the CapEx plan is concerned. Our target was to invest in excess of 100 crore rupees to augment the balancing capacity and also improve on the production capacity. But our right now endeavor is invest only in the balancing equipment, so that we have that first opportunity to test our existing infrastructure and asset and allow them to sweat to full, and thereafter then invest on the further major expansion and all this thing. So we are following this principle and going accordingly. Roughly, our estimation is this thing that yes, we should be in a position to control the expenditure on capital account to something around 50 to 70 crore rupees in this financial year.
Okay, sir, got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximus Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks a lot for taking the question. So, sir, for this year's target of 3,300 odd wagons, since we have just done around 600 odd wagons in the first half, so we are targeting around 25 to 2700 wagons for the remaining 6 months.
Any other question?
Yeah, second is on the debt side. So, you know, what are our plans in terms of debt reduction or interest cost reduction or any other, plans on reduction of the debt that we are planning to pursue, because we have a relatively high debt on the balance sheet.
These are two questions. Should I answer that?
Yeah, and my last question is, sir, this quarter, so if we do the maths, out of around 240 odd crores in the heavy engineering division, around 160-170 crore is through the wagons. So if you can explain the split of the remaining revenue in the heavy engineering division, and how much of foundry division revenues is accounted in the heavy engineering division.
Right. I'll go in seratum. Number one, that you asked that are we targeting 500 ton, 205,000 number of wagons in the remnant part of the year, that is the quarter three and quarter four. I explained in my opening remark also that post approval of the prototype, we have geared up the production lines and we have been able to achieve close to 300 number of wagons in the month of September. Going forward, we'll be only improving on this. So even by that standard of what we have achieved in the month of September, which is 300 numbers, you can always understand that 1,800 numbers are anyway, this is within that range only. And since we are going forward, we are going to improve on the production, and as Mr. Mukherjee also explained in his opening remark, the steps taken by us company to allow company to produce much at a greater production levels by improving the efficiency and also the management structure. So all these things are certainly going to contribute in a significant way and in a positive manner. So accordingly, achieving closer to 3,300, which we are indicating about this thing, is certainly feasible. Of course, there have been some delay in the initial start of production because of the reason we need to went into the prototype thing. So we would have wanted to be in a better situation than what we are today. But yes, we'll be closer to that. Your question number two, debt interest, and your question number three, the breakout of this thing. I'll request my colleague Hemant Buania to throw some light on this to the extent it's feasible in this.
Hello. So working capital debt, if you see our balance sheet, as on September, we have a debt of around 660-670 crores. I think this will continue to be at same level since we are executing this bulk order from railways. In fact, if you go on a realistic, it will move upward only. It will not go down for this bulk order of railways. And your third question was on interest rate. So interest rate, with the current increase in interest rate across country, we do not see any foresee that interest would come down. Although we are at constant touch with our institutional bankers and others to bring it down. But I doubt that within this year, unless there is certain radical change by the government, there would be certain reduction in finance cost as well.
I would like to add what my colleague Hemant has just shared with you, that although we have a large debt, but if you see my debt, the maximum debt is regarding working capital only. The long-term debt in our books is very small. It is, if I'm correct, Hemant, correct me, it is nearly 200 crores.
180.
So the long-term debt is nearly at 200 crore rupees. So that you can say the company is not highly leveraged as far as the long-term debts are concerned. And there is opportunity for company also, in case somebody requires for major expansion and all this thing, to look forward to go for a long-term debt also, which will enable the company to do this thing. Policy-wise, we are generally relying upon the promoters also, who are basically very generous to support us and have been putting in the money in the company by way of preferential issue as well as for the right issue. So that way, company is fortunate enough to bank upon the promoter group, who are basically bullish on the company and are providing required funds as and when the company needs that. So that is basically the debt side story is concerned. As far as the last question of your, the breakup of turnover, Hemant will like to just add to you.
So we had from heavy engineering, we had around 50 crore of turnover from our hydromechanical and bridges division. And the remaining part, what you see, is from rolling stock.
Foundry.
And the foundry turnover is there in the results. So foundry, if you see, we had a turnover of around just one minute. So foundry, we had a turnover around 191 crores in September.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranav from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Hello. Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to understand, based on our opening remarks, you were saying, sir, that you want to shift for your focus from building of railway tracks towards signaling and other products. Why are you wanting to shift right now from the EPC side of it, of railway tracks to signaling, and what is the opportunity size there that you are seeing? And second is, sir, like you said, for FY23, you are targeting 2,300 wagons. What is the target for FY24 and beyond?
You see, what we mentioned is very clear. In fact, rather, let me again clarify you. We are not moving from one to other. Signaling is the core of this company, the Rail EPC company which we are operating. The core business of that is signaling. So that will be more focused now. We are only trying not to get into a long-term track laying project, which are basically, as I explained in my statement also, number one, long time taking. Number two, there are a number of local situation which influences the project completion, including the land acquisition, the bridges construction, the land development, and for one other litigation, if we are stuck, then our money remains blocked. And invariably, we need to go for lodging claims and then settling claims, which is again a very time-consuming process. And it affects my liquidity and cash flow. I don't want to get into a situation whereby my liquidity and cash flow is blocked for long. As you see in the Kalindi balance sheet today, we are heavily blocked on the liquidity and cash flow because of these reasons. Of course, we'll be realizing much larger sums of money, but then yes, that will take time, and by that time, I need liquidity today and I can't wait for that. So that's why the focus today is now to getting into a smaller kind of contracts in there where the end-to-end is tied up, or otherwise our core strength, signaling, ballastless track and auto fare collection, as well as the over electrification. The future of this segment is also considerably bright for the reason that yes, railway is looking for opportunities to open the maintenance segment also, where we have a good strength. And once it opens up, definitely that is the area where we'll be focusing more on this thing, which will be giving us little better liquidity and our turnover rotation will be faster. Thank you.
So just on the wagon side, like you mentioned, for 3,300 wagons is what you will produce for FY23. What are targets for 24 and 25?
I think our requirement is to produce 6,600 and we will try to achieve that levels.
Okay. And just one last question. Like you said, the maintenance side is another opportunity that will open up, right? So the maintenance side will be on which segment? I mean, where will the maintenance come? Will it only be on the signaling side, or will it also be on other segments as well?
Then it can be possible for other segment also. What I was referring to was basically in respect of the rail EPC segment, which is signaling or electrification, or for that reason, even the repairing of the metro tracks and all. So all those basically relating to the EPC segment only.
Okay.
But opportunities will be opening up. If they open up in this segment, they will be opening in other segment also.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Anurag Patil from Roha Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, in heavy engineering division, once our utilization touches the optimum level, what kind of EBIT margins we can expect on a conservative basis?
I would refrain from this answer because this is a very forward-looking statement, and I hope you'll understand and appreciate my situation in this respect.
Okay, sir. So just from another perspective, so current margins, can we say further improvement is still possible across all three divisions?
Normally, yes, because the reason this thing that's very standard, if you go for improving your production and all this thing, your overhead cost doesn't go commensurate to that and automatically reflects in your bottom line. So the answer is affirmative.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hari Kumar as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. My questions are regarding this other current assets. Can you throw some light and detail, because if I'm not mistaken, 1,000 crores are blocked. And when will they be released, sir? And second thing is, rationale for continuing is Rail EPC, like in spite of this poor return on capital, with the current interest rates, and also there are large number of new players like construction players are entering. Is there any long term rationale, sir?
Sorry, your second question is not very clear to us. Will you kindly repeat it?
Yeah, yes, sir. Rationale for continuing this Rail EPC, like in spite of very poor return on capital ROC, And also there are large number of new players are entering this field. In the current interest rate scenario, is it rational for continuing this segment, sir? Hello?
Sorry, I'll start my answering your question number two first.
Yes, sir.
For continuing with the rail EPC business being the large listing also, it's true that large number of people are coming and all this thing. But if your strength also counts a lot, and fortunately for us, our both Kandi division and Bright Power division have core strength in signaling and telecommunication, and also in the Bright Power on the rail overhead electrification. So this core strength certainly is critical for us, and we would like to capitalize maximum to the maximum extent possible on this thing. As we explained earlier also, we don't want to get involved into long-term, very long-term contracts where, and mainly relating to where certainty is not there, like track laying and all. And that is how basically the structure of the company is being done. Moreover, it is very evolving as a rail EPC business is very evolving business. And the kind of focus which the government is presently putting on rail infrastructure, this is a business to be there in for next 10 to 15, 20 years. So this certainly gives us a lots of hope. And with this opening of a segment of maintenance, it will open grandeur opportunities for this segment. So we would like to remain in this segment and also expand. But of course, our interest is very focused that we don't want to get our working capital involved in a very large manner in this business. So accordingly, we are becoming choosy in acceptance of the order and also in doing of the jobs. So as far as the second question, this is my answer. Your first question was, why other current assets? It's also related to my answer to second question, which is basically my major money is in other current assets blocked into the unbilled revenue, which is relating to the rail EPC business, where I have done the job, but I cannot bill because the milestone cannot be achieved, and milestone cannot be achieved for the simple reason of this thing that some other agencies have not completed their task, or railway has not been able to provide that particular area free from all other encumbrances. So accordingly, although I have proceeded for certain steps, but then I cannot proceed to the final step. So that's how basically we are finding, and that is why we have changed our gear to make sure that this start coming down, and in future, our money rotation is much faster, which will also help me in managing my interest burden. So this is the reason for this thing. Apart from that, about 200 crore is in the GST, which is certainly realizable. But since earlier the increase in wagon segment, the rates were 5%, increased to 12%, and now to 18%. So accordingly, the things are changing also, and realization will be much faster. We expect that within a matter of 1 year or 1.5 years, this money will certainly be realized by the company. So that will also give additional resource for liquidity to the company. Thank you.
This level, is the old money will be coming with the interest, sir? This legacy business money?
It doesn't come with interest. I explained that in the case of the rail EPC business, it is all basically depends on the success of the claims, which we keep lodging with the vendors, but it takes very long time for settlement of those claims.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be able to take the last two questions from the participants. The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. So, sir, my question was on the margins only. So, if you can indicate some, you know, the major order that we have received from the railways, you know, what kind of gross margins and EBITDA margins are we expecting from this project?
I think, Sarvesh, you were there earlier also, and you have already raised certain questions. And to your some of the other shareholders' question, I have also said that I refrain from coming across on the margin levels and all this thing. And since this is a very forward-looking statement, which companies also don't want to make. So I certainly refrain. You have to basically draw your own conclusion based on the results which have been published and provided to you. Thank you.
Understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the last question from the line of Balasubramanian from Arihant Capital Markets. As a follow-up question, please go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking my questions again.
Sir, I want to understand about the payment cycle for general as well as specifically for EPC projects. Is there any challenges because of new budget allocation in railways in this quarter?
To answer your question in one line is that fortunately for us, once we achieve the milestones, which are billable milestones, the payments in railway is normally fast because budget allocation has been done on a priority basis for this segment. The challenge remains where basically the payment terms are defined in a manner whereby you rely 70% on completion of the job first stage, then also the 10% relies on the preliminary acceptance stage, the 10% relies on the final acceptance release, and the 10% relies after completion of certain duration, that is the warranty period. So that is how the money remains blocked for long until the project is completed. And if a project is not completed within time span of 3 years, which basically is being allotted to, and it goes beyond 5, 6, 7 years, your money remains blocked for that reason. And that is the biggest hurdle we are facing in the rail EPC segment, and primarily in the railway track laying business. And that's the focus of the company's management, how to manage it in the manner whereby we are into the business where the money is rotating much faster compared to what in the these kind of businesses are there. So that's the focus of management. We explained in quite details in our opening statement also. We also explained during question and answer session also. And that management will be conscious about it. And going forward, efforts are there not to allow the other current asset, debtors and inventory to rise beyond certain levels. In this level, it will certainly start coming down, which will provide an additional liquidity to the organization. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So my last question about what kind of ramp-up we may expect in steel foundry division for next 2 years?
We have never been allowed to test our capacity. That is why we were basically producing very leisurely, that whatever is required to produce, we are producing. But now the scenario has changed, where we are required to produce much more than what today's we can produce. So accordingly, we are gearing up, and as I mentioned in my statement, that yes, we are adding certain balancing equipment, making sure that we are able to achieve and meet the requirement in respect of number one, wagons, and number two, the committed export orders. So that is how we are going about this thing. And this will certainly give attraction, and we can see much improved performance from steel foundry division in the coming days.
It would be anywhere 40,000 tons per annum.
That's the capacity, but then achieve that capacity, you understand, if I can make one type of production day in, day out, it is achievable. But in practical life, it is not possible. I have to do a lot of combination. So the combination may certainly make an impact on the production. In normal standard speaking, that the target is that if you are achieving 80%, you are doing very good.
So it is 30,000 tons in that range.
That's the company's endeavor and the company's effort toward that direction, and also that why not we go beyond that also.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be our last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Indrajit Mukherjee for closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
To thank all our well-wishers as well as the investors for asking very constructive questions. As you know that, and I think it has come up very, very clearly, that we have a very sharp cut-out strategy for the future. We know the market is very big. Like we discussed of EPC, many questions came up, but we don't want to go all over the business and spread ourselves like a wall-to-wall carpet. We want to be very strategic. We have defined, we have done exercises to find out where our competencies lie, where we have credentials which others don't have, and we only take those projects where we don't have the problems of getting stuck. This is what I think has been explained by Mr. Vijay. Similarly, we can always go and invest, but we would not like to do that. We want to do the best resources utilization of our capital, of our own assets. And that's the reason why we are trying to debottleneck through automation, through lessening the rework, improving the quality, etc., etc. All the management tools that's available, the lean manufacturing, so as to get the highest numbers of production out of the wagons. Now, of course, the same is true for foundry. So, we need your good wishes so that we, the march that we have started, we can take it forward to a different height, and heights for which all of us will be happy and we will be rejoicing. So thank you very much for your interest in the company.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Ladies, can we log out now?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.